Two young Moravians heard of an island in the West Indies where an atheist British owner had 2,000 to 3,000 slaves. And the owner had said, no preacher, no clergyman will ever stay on this island. If he's shipwrecked, we'll keep him in a separate house until he has to leave. But he's never going to talk to any of us about God. I'm through with all that nonsense. 3,000 slaves from the jungles of Africa brought to an island in the Atlantic. And there to live and die without hearing of Christ. Two young Moravians heard about it. They sold themselves to the British planter and used the money they received from the sale, for he paid no more than he would for any slave, to pay their passage out to his island, for he wouldn't even transport them. And as the ship left the river at Hamburg, left its pier in the river at Hamburg, and was going out into the North Sea carried with the tide, the Moravians had come from Herrnhut to see these two lads off in their early 20s, never to return again, for this wasn't a four-year term. They'd sold themselves into lifetime slavery, simply that as slaves they could be as Christians where these others were. The families were there weeping, for they knew they'd never see them again. And they wondered why they were going and questioned the wisdom of it. And as the gap widened and the houses had been cast off and were being curled up there on the pier, and the young boys saw the widening gap, one lad with his arm linked through the arm of his fellow raised his hand and shouted across the gap the last words that were heard from them. They were these: may the lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering. And this became the core of Moravian mission. And this is the only reason for being, that the lamb that was slain may receive the reward of his suffering.
As I began to think about Easter, may the lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering. As I researched these two guys, one's name was John and the other was David. John was a potter and David was a carpenter. Ordinary occupations, but extraordinary men. They left the security of their job and family and everything they knew to become slaves. Imagine leaving everything you know, selling yourself because you feel the call of God to go after some lost souls. This is where they were. This is what they did. They sold themselves. They didn't go on a short-term missionary journey. They sold themselves so they could go preach the gospel to 3,000 slaves. One of them, let me see if I can find out, one of them was married and left his wife, left his children. And this is what they said their life's purpose was: to follow the Lamb who had given His life for us and for all the souls in the world. They said this: our Lamb has conquered, let us follow Him. Our Lamb has conquered, let us follow Him. May the Lamb that was slain receive the reward of His suffering. I just began to think about it, and just for a moment, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do tonight is just be real simple. It's just going to be a reminder as we have celebrated the resurrection. But I wanted you to remember the purpose of why this all took place. In Luke 19:10, this is what Jesus said: for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. Do you understand the whole purpose for Easter and everything else? It's about souls. About lost souls, about people who need a Savior. That's what Easter's about. We celebrate a lot of things, but the whole purpose is because God saw us in suffering and need and said, I'm going to send my Son because they are lost. The reward of His suffering. Think back as He was in the garden. He said, Lord, let this cup pass. But He was willing to do whatever was needed. Why? Because He knew there were souls at stake. He knew that there was more to it than just that moment of suffering. He knew that there would be a reward of His suffering, and it would be lost men and women coming to the knowledge, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and their life being changed forever. His purpose, as He stated clearly in John 10:10, for the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they might have life. The purpose, the reward of His suffering, what is He looking for? He's looking for souls. And why am I telling you this tonight? Because I don't ever want to let it get off our mind what we're all about. Why does the church even exist? Is it to come together just to have great celebrations on Sunday? No, that's wonderful. Man, I love great music. I love great preaching. But if all we're doing is gathering together with people we know, we're in trouble. If all we're doing is coming together just to say, look how good we've got it here. Our pews are comfortable. Our seats are comfortable. That's not it. If we're not taking anything from in here and what we're doing together out into the world so people can see Christ, we've missed it. Easter is so much more than just a celebration. And don't get me wrong, man, what an incredible day. I'm going to just tell you, when you see how many things people brought up to the cross in the two services this morning, there are people, there are lost souls.